I want to speak for just a moment to our online family that's watching today. You're going to see us later today because we're having some technical issues, but we have a great team here, and you're going to be watching this later, but they're going to get it figured out because that's who they are. They're good at it. They're going to work with our service provider, figure out if something's going on there. But I can tell you this about them. It'll probably be better than it's been because that's just who they are. And we are extremely blessed here at NEC to have our team that we have that does all the live streaming, does all the technical stuff. And, you know, we don't thank them enough. I mean, we all notice when the sound's not right? And, like, you know, I've seen people, you know, something happens and everybody looks at John and John's like, you know, and I'm like, don't look at John, you know, just keep going. But, you know, sometimes we don't think about the streaming because we're here. And we do have a lot of people in a lot of places. And there's a lot of Mayans watching this morning, as I said last week. They're going to have to watch us later. But would you just give our streaming live team and technical team a hand this morning for all that they have to deal with and address to make sure that we are streaming each week. As I've stated before, that Chris, our worship leader, does not know the content of my sermons. He may know the title, but not the content. And God is speaking to us again about love. And the song that he chose today, Reckless Love, has everything to do with my sermon. And so there are songs that are old, there are songs that are new, there are some songs that it seems like they're saying maybe more than you might like, but others would love to hear every Sunday. And then there's moments where God says, sing this because I'm speaking. And God is going to speak to us again today about love. He's been speaking to us about love. We've got plenty of history over the last 3 weeks that he's wanting to talk to us about love. And I kick this series off talking about what did Paul the Apostle actually look like physically. After we dove into Scripture and began to realize what he physically looked like, really, it became very clear that this was a man that was crazy in love with Jesus. Crazy love defined as being deeply in love with someone to the point that you will do anything for them and bear up under anything for them. That's crazy love. And Jesus had crazy love for us, and Paul had crazy love for Jesus. He proved it. And this series is about love. It's about defining what God wants us to do in loving. And probably more so than anything else, loving the unlovable. And we all think that we're very lovable. And there are people that you don't even know think you're not. That's a moment where you feel a little humility. We could use that every now and then, right? We can be really nice people, but there's always someone out there who doesn't really care for us. And then when you find that out, then the challenge is not on their end, it's on our end to do what? To love them anyway. So Paul had crazy love for Jesus, and he would do anything for Jesus, bear up underneath anything for Jesus, and never quit. So in part one, we asked the question, are we in love with Jesus like Paul was? Are we sharing our Jesus stories with those around us? Are we doing that? Are we navigating our lives, and I brought this up in part one, are we navigating our lives to make sure that we protect ourselves and we're in a safe place and I don't expose myself too much as a Christian? That is not how we're supposed to live our lives. If we're crazy in love with Jesus, that's not going to be a priority. We're going to be doing things for Jesus. In part two, we ask the question, are we in love with Jesus enough to obey God? To step outside of our comfort zone. Do we love Jesus enough to do that? We want Jesus to love us. We want Jesus to provide for us. We want Jesus to do stuff for us. We want him to give us stuff. We want him to answer our prayers. The question is, do we love him enough to do what he says? Do we love him enough to do what he says? Now, we're going to step into part three today, the conclusion of this series. And I'm going to talk about a known truth. Everybody in this room should know the truth of what I'm about to share. The question becomes, do I really believe the truth all the time or just some of the time? Or do I not believe the truth at all? It's a choice. Do I believe the truth all the time or just part of the time? And that's going to be the question that's going to be asked throughout this sermon is, do I believe all the time this known truth? Sometimes we believe this known truth when everything's going good, but not so much when everything's going wrong. But we should believe it all the time. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, starting in verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding and riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Back to verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us. Part three is, do we believe God is crazy in love with his church? That's you and me. Do we really believe that God is crazy in love with me? Verse 4 says, I'm going to read again, but God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, he sent his son for us. Sent him here to die for us. Do we believe that God is crazy in love with me? I have spoken a great deal over the years about memorial stones. The importance of writing down memorials of what God has done for you so that you fully know them all. And literally, this bucket represents the old saying, just a drop in the bucket. Of all the memorial stones that I have personally, of all that God has done for me, these stones, when I look down at these stones, I see all the places, all the times, all the seasons that God proved to me that he's crazy in love with me. In these stones, as I look at seasons where things were not good in the family, things were not good at work, things were not good with me, the world was crashing all around me, but God proved I'm crazy in love with you. The memorial stones represent, no matter what's going on in my family, no matter what's going on in me, no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's going on at work, no matter what my neighbor's doing, I have memorial stones that prove to me that God is crazy in love with me, and that has nothing to do with it. Do we only accept the love of God when everything is good? Or can we see the crazy love of God when things are not good? That's why the memorial stones are so important. Some of these stones represent very difficult gray hair moments. But they're a reminder to me that my God is crazy in love with me. When was the last time you sat down, not in your head, with a pen and paper and began to write down what God's done for you and shut down the enemy's attacks? That God doesn't love you like he loves so-and-so and so-and-so. No, he loves you just as much. He's crazy in love with you. Memorial stones. Do you have them? Question is, do you care to have them? You should. Because they're reminders of the crazy love of God for you and for me. Memorial stones. And they really are just a drop in the bucket of the memorial stones. And I'm always writing them down. As I said, I'm a journaler. Rochelle journals. Need to get it on paper. Well, Pastor, why is it so important? Because someday you won't be here and nobody's going to know what's in your head. Got to get it down. That's what the disciples did, right? That's what everybody did. They wrote. They're writing. I'm thinking beyond my life. How about you? That was all free, okay? I'm thinking about the next generation. Somebody someday is going to find my journals, my family, someone else. I want them to know about the journey of walking with Jesus. It's important. Pen truth. God's love for us is truly unlike any other love there is. His love is guaranteed because he is the author of love. It's guaranteed love. It's not wishy-washy. It's not based on you doing everything right. Some of the times that I felt his love more is when I was doing the wrong thing. When I realized he shouldn't put up with that. But he loved me. And he helped me. And he got me beyond it. Dieter said this, and I love the way he frames this. Though we are incomplete, God loves us completely. Though we are imperfect, he loves us perfectly. Though we may feel lost and without compass, God's love encompasses us completely. He loves every one of us, even those who are flawed, rejected, awkward, sorrowful, or broken, and the list goes on and on and on. He even loves the prideful. I know, you know some folks, and you wish God would just knock them down, just for a second or so. God loves them. Loves them enough that he will eventually address it. You don't have to get in God's way. He's good at it. Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 22. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Pause. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Now, when you look at the Greek and Hebrew, it denotes that it is consistent, remains consistent. It is unwavering, and it's firm. That's the Greek and Hebrew. That's what it denotes. Now, let's reread the verse of Scripture, all of it, with that knowledge. The consistent, unwavering, firm love of the Lord never ceases. It never ceases. His mercies never come to an end, and they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Have I said it already that God is crazy in love with you? right where you're at. He loves you. He's crazy in love with you. He's doing things you don't even know he's doing. He's doing things beyond what you've been praying, what you've been desiring. God is so in love with you, he's doing things behind the scenes that when they start manifesting, you're going to, what was that? Why'd he do that? Because you have a father who's crazy in love with you. Now, Lamentations 3:22 and 23 are some of the most comforting words probably in the entire Bible, when you just stop and meditate on the scripture. Now, the writer Jeremiah is writing this because he's certain of God. And he's certain that his mercies are new like the sunrise every morning. Do we believe that God's mercies are fresh and new every day, or do we think they're limited? Are we certain, like Jeremiah, that my God is going to show his grace, his mercy, and his love towards me, and if I have to wait till the new day, I will see it? Are we certain of that? We should be. We need to move to a place where we're certain about that. Because if we're not, we're doubting the God who created us. We're doubting the God that sent his son to die for us. God is crazy in love with his church. Jeremiah also saw God as he was all he would ever need. We have to ask the question, do we see God as all we will ever need? Or do we think we need more than God, something else besides God? Maybe we have become our own God, and we're not even fully dependent on the God that created heaven and earth. Jeremiah saw him as, he's all I need. He has all that I need. I just need to throw myself upon him. I'm going to share with you an honest moment this morning. Some words that I penned in my journal on July the 26th, 2017. God, with extended mercy towards me, you have kept me alive. With my continued mess ups, you still allow me to move forward. In my lack of leading well, you allow me to lead still. With very marginal success, you keep me on the playing field. I am grateful for your continued care, love, and mercy. How do you see God in your life? Is he a caring, loving, merciful God, or are we seeing him as a God that's not there right now? Or are we allowing our shortcomings, our lack of success, as we may see it, our lack of leading well, as we may see it, keeping us from the love of God? No. He's crazy in love with you, and he will never stop being crazy in love with you. God is for you, not against you. He loves you too much. I'm going to say it again. God is for you, not against you. He loves you too much. He hasn't given up on you. He hasn't given up on others around you because he loves you too much, and he loves what you love. And here's a bigger thing. He's cheering for you. He's cheering for you and saying, that's my child. And for everyone who will listen to heaven, he's saying, that's my child. They're going to make it because they're my child. And I'm crazy in love with them because that's my child. God proved a long, long time ago at the cross of his reckless love for you. So we have to ask the question, do I believe that? Do I have memorial stones? Or the only stones I have are the ones that are the negative? I don't keep negative stones. I keep memorial stones. Well, didn't something negative happen? Yeah, there was something not good going on, but God showed me how much he loves me, how crazy in love he is with me. That stone proves God loves me in the middle of all of that. What does the stone represent? What type of memorials are you keeping? That's the question that needs to be asked. What kind of memorials are you keeping? Are we keeping a list of every time God didn't do something, or are we keeping a list of every time God does something? That's what's important. Your lack, another pen truth this morning, your lack as you see it, and your failures that may be very real, do not keep God from loving you. God is with you. God is with you. Oh, have I mentioned that God's crazy in love with you this morning? He loves you. He's crazy in love with you. And it will never, ever end. It will not end. He loves the worst person you know. You need to swallow that one a little on down and just digest that. He won't stop loving you. John 3:16. Oh, we got to read that verse again. You should be reading it every day to remind yourself of the crazy love God has for you. For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave up his only begotten unique son, so that whoever believes in, trusts in, clings to, relies on him shall not perish, come to destruction, be lost, but have eternal, everlasting life. Because of his crazy love for us, we can go from lost sinner to saved and free because of his crazy love. Because of his crazy love, we can go from complete darkness to the fullness of his righteousness in our lives and have eternity to look forward to because of his crazy love for us. Now, come back to part one and part two. Are we crazy in love with God to go do crazy things for him? Reckless stuff? Come on, reckless stuff. The world would see it reckless. Your friends might call it crazy. But all of heaven's cheering, going, go for it. You're in the will of God. His love is so amazing for us. Did you know that his perfect love is lavished upon you? Think about that for a moment. We got to stop trying to kick it off and just receive it. Yes, we're not worthy, but Jesus took care of that. Stop pushing away the Father's love. Receive it. Tim Keller talked about this. The Christian gospel is that I am so flawed that Jesus had to die for me. Yet, I am so loved and valued that Jesus was glad to die for me. In your memorial stones, This little stone represents a long time ago. It could be your first stone, should be your first stone, memorial stone. This stone represents being under the mobile home and meeting Jesus. How often do you rehearse the moment you met Jesus and gave your life to Him? That one stone, if I didn't have any other stone, I could look at that one stone and know that God is crazy in love with me. But we get so wrapped up in our lives and so wrapped up in the world, so wrapped up in all the negativity all around us, wrapped up in what's going on with family members, wrapped up with this, wrapped up with that, and we forget about that wonderful moment. And that the God that found me under that mobile home can fix your problems. Come on. He can settle the problems. Because He's crazy in love with you. And He's doing things for you that you have not seen yet. Memorial stones. Psalms 139 verse 13 says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Did you know God brilliantly created you? That's right, husbands. He brilliantly created your wife, and you need to love her dearly. That's free, ladies. I'll high five with all y'all in a moment. Okay. We have got to start seeing each other differently than we do. God brilliantly created us. Crafted every structure of our DNA. And if He created us and He structured our DNA, can He change us? Sean and I like to say this sometimes in marriage things. We talk about, look, that's His daughter, you're His son. Stop trying to be God and let Him take care of His child. Trust Him. That didn't land real hard today, did it? God brilliantly created us, carefully crafted our DNA, and the God that did that can take care of us. Okay? He can change us to be what we need to be if we will get ourselves submitted to Him. We need to get submitted to Him. Wow, Rashad, I wasn't even going to go there. So that must be coming from you, so I'll just put that on you. You and I are a result of God's craftsmanship. And here's the truth. He treasures you. He treasures you. He's crazy in love with you because you're His child. Let me close with these final words. Have you ever created something and been thrilled with the results? That's how God feels about you. He made you in His image. Looking at you, He sees something of Himself. And did you know that? That brings Him joy. After God created Adam, God looked, said, "Very good." Did you know God says the same thing when He looks at you? He's saying, "Very good." You are His creation, and He looks on you with great joy and says, "I'm crazy in love with you." It will be okay. You will be more like me every day. The crazy love of God not to give up on you. Our minds are racing with what I did yesterday, the day before, 2 weeks ago, 4 months ago, what might have happened to me a year ago. And here's the thing, God is looking at you, and all he sees is his creation in his image, and he's crazy in love with you. And he's going to do whatever it takes to help you and to provide for you and to give to you and to fix things for you. But with all that's been said from part one to here to this moment, it comes to the moment, am I going to trust him fully? Am I going to get out of the way and let God, who's crazy in love with me, take care of things? My part is not to be afraid, because God is with me all the time. He never leave me or forsake me. And my part is obey him. Obey him. That's what God wants. Obey him. He's crazy in love with you. Quit trying to figure everything out in your head. Quit trying to figure out everything that's not going right and figuring out how you're going to fix it. Why not let the fixer fix it? He's good at it. But see, if we don't believe he's crazy in love with us, we start trying to do things in our own strength. Come on. That's what we do. We've got to make a decision. I either accept that he's crazy in love with me or I don't. And I need to rehearse the memorial stones that prove that he loves me. No matter what's going on, he loves me. No matter the mess up I make tomorrow, he loves me. No matter if Rochelle chases me out of the house with a broom, he still loves me. And he can fix the problem. So this morning, the simple choice that needs to be made, will I accept that God is crazy in love with me? And he'll do whatever it takes to help me. Am I going to accept that he's doing things behind the scenes on my behalf? Because he's crazy in love with me? Or am I going to continue to try to fix everything and be the fixer and not let the fixer fix it? It's a decision. It's a choice. He loves you so much. He loves me so much. Would you stand with me this morning? Easter's coming. Rochelle just read the newest statistics that are out, and it breaks the heart. It breaks my heart that people who used to come to church at least twice a month or three times a month, or I know that's the part I hadn't heard yet, have gotten to where they're not coming but maybe once a month, and the people who were coming once a month aren't coming but once a year. That was just new today, she was sharing with me. And I'd heard the statistics of the other. And what it's boiled down to, they're saying they're only coming to Easter and they're only coming to Christmas Eve. Easter's coming. What is God speaking to you to go do in the behalf of someone's life before Easter gets here, if that's the only time they're going to show up? I'm believing God is going to bring a revival in the church first. That's in our lives. Which is going to cause a revival in the nation. And we're going to see that turn around. Anybody want to believe for that? You know why? Because God is crazy in love with people. He's crazy in love with people. We just got to make it a choice today to accept on a personal level that he's crazy in love with me. Father, we come to you. Every person in this room has got to make their own decision. But Father, as once again as I poured the rocks out, like lightning, memories flashed everywhere. Of every moment that you proved to me that you're crazy in love with me. And I accept that. And Father, I pray for everyone in this room that they'll accept that truth and begin to let you be God in everything. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.